Sean, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, Noshan, could you just tell us your, you know, first reactions about getting that call from Josh McDaniels today?
Just very excited. Very excited to be a part of everything, and I was just really just happy about it.
Noshan, were you surprised to go to Denver, or did you think you were going to go a little bit after 13 or after the 12th pick?
Well, you know, a lot of teams needed backs, you know, but I didn't know what was going to happen. But once I got the call, got that idea, and he told me about it, that they were going to take me, and I was so excited about the situation and being a part of the team now.
How much had you talked to the Broncos prior to the draft, and how did your, I guess, meetings and workouts with them go?
Really well. Go to Denver and meet the coaches, meet the coach staff, and meet a lot of the players. So I was really excited about that, and I can't wait to get there for good and work out.
Noshan, how do you think you fit in right away? I mean, this team signed three veteran tailbacks. They got a couple guys coming back. Where do you think you kind of fit in the tailback mix right away?
Well, I'm still trying to fit in wherever I do, no matter where it is on the field. I'm going to work hard, prepare myself for the league and for practice and things like that. So I'm going to fit in where I can and learn from the guys that are there and compete and work hard to make my team better and make myself better also.
Noshan, can you tell us a little bit about the scene there today, where you're at, and what the, I guess, what your friends and family reaction was like?
Well, we just here at the hotel, tried to go to the hotel and just relax and just have close friends, close family here, and we was just all just relaxed and watching it and seeing what happened, and they're really excited. They're having a great time.
Noshan, could you just talk about your game a little bit? I mean, I know most people have probably seen you, but in your own words, what is your game? What are your strengths of your game? What are you going to bring to Denver?
Really a high-motor guy. Tough, hard-nosed, hard runner. Can make you miss at times. And just a competitor. And I love to play the game, and I bring that energy to my team. So we'll see how that goes.
Noshan, how much do you know about the complexity of Josh McDaniels' offense?
Well, we went over a few formations, but besides that, I don't know too much about it. So I'm really anxious to get into the system and learn the playbook. That's a tough thing, you know, with rookies coming in. So I want to get in, learn the playbook, learn the system, and just go from there.
Yeah, Noshan. When you were at Georgia, did you run into the Bailey brothers much, Champ and Boss? And what do you know about them?
No, actually, I've never got the chance to, but I know they're great players, great people, and you see their pictures all over the place. But besides that, I've never got the chance to really meet them, and I'm excited to do that.
I don't know how much you looked at mock drafts leading up to this, but most everybody had the Broncos taking a defensive player here. Did you really, I know you came out here, but did you really think you were going to end up in Denver? How much of a chance did you think that really was?
Oh, a slight chance. You know, knowing that the draft's like a lottery, and you never know what's going to happen. And you saw a little bit of that today. But I didn't really know what was going to happen, but I'm really excited about it, and I'm happy it did.
You know, Sean, are you excited to be coming into a team that's, you know, they're starting from scrap altogether with a new coach, and it's not like you're coming in and everything's already set?
Yeah, that's a great coaching staff. You know, it's great to be working with Bobby Turner, the running back coach. He has coached a couple Georgia running backs, you know, in his years, and I want to be a part of that list and see what happens and work hard and be the best I can be.
No, Sean, are you aware of the history of the Denver Broncos running backs, whether they're drafted in the early round or late rounds, and how successful they've been in this system or the former system with Mike Shanahan, even though it's a new system with Josh McDaniels? Are you excited about that opportunity?
Definitely. You know, Terrell Davis is a Georgia guy, you know, late rounder, but he really blossomed, and I think a lot of that comes from how he was coached, especially with Bobby Turner and the health staff that was there. So I'm really excited to work with him, and I can't wait.
Noshan, will it be a priority for you to get into camp on time and get a contract with your agent done because of the complexity of the offense?
Definitely. That's one of my main goals. I want to get there on time. I want to be with my team. I want to work. So that's one of my main things, to get in there on time and have everything settled.
Hey, Noshan, I know you already told us a little bit about your game, but what can you tell us about you kind of away from football, what kind of stuff you're into, what kind of guy your teammates can expect?
I'm really just a funny guy, just laid back, really excited about everything. And, bowling, I like to bowl a lot, play video games. I guess a lot of guys play video games nowadays, so that's pretty much it. But I'm really going to be excited to meet my teammates, and I think they're going to like me also.
What's your reaction to Matthew Stafford going number one, and I guess the numbers and stuff that have been out there about his deal?
Yes, I was really excited for him. He looks happy. His family's happy, and that's the main thing. You know, his family's happy, and everything's going well with him. And I didn't hit him up yet. I didn't call him a text because I know he's getting a 20, but I will do that later. Yes.